And then the plan was for the league office to process that information and then have another discussion today and make a decision. The call went on for several hours, and I was heading home, I think around 8 o'clock or so last night, and I got a call from the league office that we had just learned, literally is right before tip of that Utah Jazz-Oklahoma City game, that Rudy Gobert, and I'm almost only saying his name because he made it public that he was one of the players that ultimately we learned tested positive, that although he had been separated from his team the day before because he had been running a fever. And once his test came back positive, we needed to make a decision whether we were then going to cancel the game. And the fans were in the seats, ready to go. We were now 5 or 10 minutes past the point we were supposed to tip. I spoke to Clay Bennett, who was there, owner of Oklahoma City Thunder, Sam Presti, the GM, and also spoke to some representatives of the Utah Jazz. And I think we quickly agreed that this should not, of course, be a business decision. We should be listening to the public health experts, Oklahoma City, and the team doctors. They conferred and fairly quickly decided we should not be playing. And then I officially canceled the game, and immediate issue was clearing the building of fans and not alarming anybody. And then we waited till the fans were out, and then we made that decision. Since I knew I'd had the benefit of several hours of meetings that day with representatives of every team on the issue of a hiatus, you know, it seemed in that moment we made the decision that at the expiration of that last night's games, we should be taking a hiatus, knowing again we would have a chance to meet and have further discussions today.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Stretch 4 podcast. I'm your host, Peter Tran, and on the line I got my pick and pop partner, Josh Cohen. How you doing?
Not too great, but, you know, the Raptors are still defending champions, right?
That's a nice silver lining for you.
Gotta look at the positives in today's day and age.
Rajan Bhatia, the banger in the paint, how you doing?
I think there's a lot going on, and I think this might be one of our shorter pods, but a lot going on in the world, obviously bigger than basketball, but we're here to talk a bit of NBA.
Can we actually keep it to a short one this time? We always say we're going to go like 20, 30 minutes, ends up being like an hour.
I have a lot of things to do outside of my house, right? So,
you're not self-quarantining yourself yet?
I'm staying indoors. I'm following what they're saying, taking this seriously.
Smart man. So obviously everybody knows the NBA is obviously suspended for a minimum of 30 days. I feel like it's going to be longer due to this coronavirus outbreak. Our favorite player, Rudy Gobert, made an ass out of himself on Sunday night, touching all the mics, all the phones, recorders, everything that he could get his hands on during a post-game press conference. And then bang, like 2 days later, we hear that Rudy Gobert is the first player to have the coronavirus. They do the tests on 59 members of the Jazz traveling party. And then boom, Donovan Mitchell, the other guy that has it, comes out with this Instagram post saying that, you know, thanks for all the support. I hope that everyone involved, subtweet Rudy Gobert, understands the severity of it now. Guys, we're looking at a long time without ball. I don't know what to do.
Man, so you're going to have to go on YouTube and look up all the classic games now. Catch up on games from the 90s.
Catch up.
Yeah, I think just to touch upon this, like, obviously the whole thing with Rudy Gobert, it just shows you that he didn't take it seriously, and even the basic precautions of, like, limiting contact with objects and washing your hands. Again, it's difficult to know if that really had an impact on him actually getting the virus or not, or if he had it before. But I actually was watching some sports coverage yesterday, and obviously this was the only headline. And one of the executives from one of the major American sports leagues said that Rudy Gobert almost saved. Like, even though he, like, did something kind of, like, idiotic, he also saved a lot of people, and also did something that he was, like, kind of like the one that made a sacrifice, in sense of, like, he didn't take it seriously, and then he got a negative outcome. He ended up stopping a basketball game from pretty much happening, where one player, Donovan Mitchell, which we talked about, was infected, and that could have infected a few other people who could have infected a bit more. And before Wednesday night, this was like a non-story. Like, I think life was regular. Like, sports leagues were going to continue. There was maybe a few talks about certain sports being canceled, but overall, things were just continuing. But on that day, on March 11th, everything just changed drastically.
Yeah, the unintentional hero, Rudy Gobert. Sports' most hated man right now, but as you said, it probably has turned out to be a good thing with all these leagues shutting down and tournaments now shutting down and events now shutting down as well that have more than 1,000 people that are planning to go. So ultimately, it's probably a good thing that everyone's in self-quarantine throughout the NBA, and I'm sure other sports and other sports leagues now, you know, they've obviously used those arenas that Gobert was in, and it's just a domino effect of him, you know, possibly spreading it to the Raptors and the Celtics and all the teams that he was playing beforehand, and them using those arenas, and then the NHL playing the very next night. So I think this is only the beginning of, you know, what we see in terms of these players being affected by the coronavirus, with, you know, Donovan Mitchell now having it. But I think across sports, you're going to see a lot more cases come up. And, you know, the NBA has put in a 30-day window where, you know, there's not going to be any transactions, there's going to be no games, and then after that, they're going to review what's happening, obviously, in the world, and then sort of go from there, because there's really no guideline on how to treat this. We're in a very odd time in the world.
Yeah, I think, again, this is bigger than basketball, bigger than sports. This is like a society, I think, is now taking this seriously. I think to isolate and contain the few cases that were hopefully the goal of public health is now long gone. I think we're now in a state where we're really trying to flatten the curve, and just really simply put, like, you don't want everyone getting sick at the same time, but we're almost at a stage with this coronavirus, COVID-19, that it's going to be affecting a large percent of the population. We just want to limit the exposure, and that people don't get it at the same time, and that people are aware that this is serious, that you should practice good hand washing, good hygiene, avoid non-essential contact. And for sports, for the NBA, it was very good to see that they took the right steps, and I believe they were the first sports league to do so. And this just speaks to Adam Silver and also like the league itself. It's very for the players. It's very advanced, very modern. And I think they did the right thing. Obviously, hate to see it.
They were also talking about what are we going to want, though, right? So should we actually be applauding their efforts? As Rudy Gobert basically forced them into this, and before this, they were just going to have arenas and no fans. So I think they were really forced in this position before the government made them do it.
Yeah, but I think also just being the first league to say we are suspending our operations on the day of was great. Like, they canceled the season. It's not like we're going to cancel the next tonight's games and we'll see tomorrow.
Yeah, but that's what they were planning to do, though, right? Like, throughout the whole day, even after their Board of Governors meeting at 3:30 that day, it was, yeah, we'll just finish the games tonight. And then tomorrow, that's when we'll clear fans out of the stadiums before the game start, kind of thing. It wasn't until when Gobert came out that any Jazz player came out that had the coronavirus is that when Adam Silver was like, no, that's it. But until then, they were ready to just go ahead.
No, even then, though, like the reason why the last game wasn't played wasn't because of Adam Silver, right? It was the Pelicans and Kings players saying, oh, Courtney Kirkland came into contact with Rudy Gobert, and now that we know that Rudy Gobert has this virus, we don't want to play the games, because they were about to tip off in that game. And then the players just said, no, yeah, we're not doing this.
No, I'm not saying they were perfect, but I applaud the NBA for being the first major sports league to say, like, the season is, or not canceled, but the season is now postponed. To be honest, they did the right decision, and I think they did it in a timely manner. Like, I think some sports leagues are now trying to delay or postpone with maybe the possibility, like, March Madness took off, like, more than the... like that tournament's supposed to start very soon, very dense populations, and that should have been something that probably would have been discussed earlier. But again, it's an unfortunate situation. I thought the NBA did a pretty good job given the circumstances, though.
March Madness should have been like one of the first ones canceled, considering that the players have nothing on the line. You know what I mean? Like, in at least professional sports leagues, these guys have millions to lose out on if they don't play games. But what do these kids have in March Madness to play for, other than like, oh, it's my last opportunity to play on a big stage, da 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 da. But yo, it's your health, you know? Like, come on.
Yeah, I think also the frustrating thing is, like, there were some teams that were individually saying we're not doing any more athletic activities. And then it was conferences. And then there was still talk about the tournament still going on. Like obviously, it probably wouldn't have, but it would have been very nice if the organization, like NCAA, said all athletic activity is now, like, suspended or postponed. It could be for 5 days until they reevaluate. But to make each team individually make the decisions, and then the conferences, and then the organization as a whole, I think it's a bit embarrassing. But again, like, this is bigger than basketball and bigger than any sport. And I'm also happy that now, because of that, people are taking it seriously. People obviously are maybe in a bit of a panic mode, but people are now taking this serious, and it's better to be over-prepared, over-cautious than under.
It's not a coincidence that the NCAA was the last organization to shut down their large event. They were probably trying to find ways around it throughout the last, 24 hours. With all these sports leagues shutting down, they were like, there's got to be a way we can still run this thing and still make a lot of money off it, off the players' backs who don't even make a cent. And anytime they do anything outside of the realm of what the NCAA has termed, their policies and procedures and guidelines to follow, they can't even, obviously attend these games. They get kicked off their teams for doing, the small, they take, a donation of, $20. They get kicked off the team for the year. It's ridiculous. The NCAA is an evil organization.
Well said. Oh, man. So yeah. What are you guys doing now to fill your nights?
Well, we were talking about this earlier. Like, what are we going to watch, especially considering all sports across the world are now canceled? I thought someone proposed a great idea. I think it was on Twitter or Reddit. I can't remember. That ESPN should post a poll every day for different sports and be like, which are iconic matchups or replays that you would want to see for the next day?
Yeah, they should just make ESPN into ESPN Classic. Remember that old program that they used to have? Yeah. I think it was a channel, back in the day. And they shut it down because not enough people were watching, but people would watch now.
Yeah, and you're supposed to be self-quarantined. Like, I do expect the situation to get a bit more drastic in North America. And I hope people take it seriously, and people are going to look for sources of entertainment. So Netflix, Crave, Disney Plus, TV, it's going to be a great source of entertainment.
Yo, on the real, how much toilet paper do each of you have?
I have 2 bundles from Costco, so hey. I think I have 48 rolls. Yeah,
we got 24, nothing crazy here. We were maybe a bit underprepared, but honestly, I think I care a little more about food. Like, if I need to, I go to the washroom, I can take a shower after. But what am I going to do? Grow tomatoes in my backyard or grow wheat? Can't do that, right? So, yeah, food is important.
Yeah, I hear you. I have 3 packs of toilet paper. I think I'm pretty good, considering it's only the 2 of us here.
Yeah,
Josh with this drive down.
People are acting like the world's going to just implode, Like, we're going to go into the apocalypse and the power is going to be shut down. It's like, I don't think it's going to go that way.
Italy's almost there, man. You seen those videos?
Yeah. I do think, just to maybe do a bit of speculation but not get too far-fetched, I do think we're going to see more restrictions. It's basically going to be like non-essential contact is going to be made mandatory. So like all the recreation facilities, all the programs, classes, anything that's really like services, haircuts, like all that, like, no, it's non-essential. Those are all going to close down. Like, I could see a situation where restaurants are going to be told like your hours are going to be like this and like do takeout. And they're just going to hopefully make it so that people aren't congregating, because if people are and it reaches a critical number where those people who need help can't get it, that'd just be a very unfortunate situation. And that's what all the healthcare professionals across the board are saying. And it's finally being taken into action. So I do think we'll reach a situation somewhat similar to Italy. Hopefully not as drastic.
So going back to the NBA side of things, since we are an NBA show, how do you guys think that the season is now going to play out? How long do you think it'll take to get back? And once we do get back, the big question is, how many regular season games will they actually play to determine the standings? Or are they just going to say, you know what, we're just going to start the playoffs now and get rid of the regular season, pissing off a lot of teams that are chasing, you know, their playoff goals, obviously. Whether that's teams that are already in the playoff picture that are guaranteed, you know, to be in the playoffs fighting for seeding, or, you know, the fight for the eighth spot in the West. Or is the season going to be canceled? What do you guys think?
Hold on. Did we really think that the eighth spot in the West is still up for debate?
Yes.
Portland was 3.5 games back.
New Orleans is the one team that I think can still get the 8th seed because they have such an easy schedule.
But they were also 3.5 games back, and they look shaky going for the past, like, 10 games.
They're not going to look so shaky when they're playing, you know, the Golden State Warriors of the league.
Yeah, true. But the Golden State Warriors might have Steph and Klay back by then. Who knows?
That's the interesting point because, like, you know, what if Kevin Durant is back by the time this, you know, is back up and running? The Raptors are not going to want to play him in the playoffs, that's for sure.
The Raptors are going to take out KD 2 years in a row? My God.
This could be a great thing for the league. Obviously not a great thing for the league, given what's going on right now, but in terms of the players getting healthy by the time they get back, I mean, you might have Ben Simmons back, obviously. Joel Embiid now has some time to get healthy. The Sixers could be a threat again. So looking on the bright side of things, hopefully in a couple months, once they're hopefully back, it could be a whole different NBA.
This actually kind of worries me. Nikola Jokic has all the time to get fat again.
Yeah, that's a downside for you as a fan, for sure.
Man. That's rough, man. Dude's going to be pounding back 2 liters of Pepsi all over again.
Maybe Blake Griffin comes back and ruins the Pistons' chances for a top lottery seed.
I think, just like answering your first question, I think this is going to bleed into at least May. I think they're going to be extra cautious with the situation. I don't think the leagues would resume before maybe late April. And I don't think they would just continue the regular season. I think they would just go straight into the playoffs and then just have a shortened season and play the playoffs.
Yeah.
Peter, what do you think?
I think, yeah, probably the same. I don't think it'll be back in a month, though. I think it'll be probably two to three months at this point.
Yeah, I mean, the Chinese Basketball Association took 2 months, so you would expect probably around the same thing for the NBA.
Yeah, so I would say give it 2 to 3 months, start the playoffs immediately with the current standings, and then you have 5-game series instead of 7.
Oh, that's not going to happen. Let's be realistic.
You don't think so?
No, they want all the money. They're gonna play as many games as they can. That's definitely not going to change.
I don't know. I think the NBA, I think, will try to force it ahead just so that they can keep somewhat of a regular schedule over the summer, too. Because then you're bleeding into the draft, you're bleeding into free agency, the Olympics, if it actually happens. There's a lot of dominoes coming out of this, too, right?
I like the idea that a lot of people brought up that the NBA season should start on Christmas, and then the season should go into the summer. I like that idea.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Might be forced too. If the season gets extended, then you have free agency, the draft, and players need to rest too, so you would think that the season's probably not going to start on time, assuming that they keep the same schedule and play the last 20 games of the regular season whenever they start up again.
I'm pretty sure the last 20 games will be next. From what it sounds like, everyone, that's the ongoing theory amongst, like, I guess media personnel and such, right? Is that you just scrap the last 20 games and suck it for the bottom teams who are chasing that 8th seed.
It makes you wonder how that is going to happen, though. Are they going to vote on that? And how many votes would you need? Like, what does it say in the CBA, I guess, for owners? Because a lot of these owners, obviously, again, are fighting for playoff positioning, and certain teams don't want to play certain teams that are currently positioned to play each other right now. So will there be, you know, an overwhelming amount of owners that still want to continue the regular season to obviously make a lot of money, too? And have more games in situations where, you know, you're a lower seeded team and you're going into the lottery. Why would you not want to play an extra 20 games to make some more money or make up for the money that's been lost so far?
Yeah, I hear you. Speaking of the CBA, did you see this Woj article where he said that the NBPA is aware that there's a doomsday clause in the CBA.
Yeah, that would not be good press if they did that, though. They just didn't pay the players.
So it's not even like the players would lose that much. So according to like the section of the CBA, players would lose 1 out of 92.6 of their salary for every game missed. So that's like nearly 1%. Or just over 1%, sorry. It's not that much.
No, but it's just bad publicity in a situation where you just don't want that. I mean, Kevin Love started the situation where, you know, obviously he donated $100,000 to the workers at the Cavs arena. And Giannis just did the same thing as well a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
And now a bunch of owners are obviously following in Mark Cuban's footsteps and saying that they're going to be paying out all the staff. So obviously that's a good thing, and that's the kind of publicity you want right now. Not paying the players even like a percentage of their salaries is just not a good look.
Yo, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show onto all the apps that people like to listen to? How do you make money? The answer was pretty simple for me. I started using Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and super easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise in your podcast. So that means you can get paid immediately, like right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading you this ad. Super simple. So if you always wanted to start a podcast, let's start now. Go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of producers using Anchor. Again, that's anchor.fm/start. See you soon.
Did we see Vince Carter's last game? Yeah.
I don't think so.
Good question.
I mean, it was pretty cool to see him hit his last shot and all the players embrace him and everything in his post-game press conference. For Vince Carter fans, I'm sure was a real tearjerker for sure. But
was it not for you?
No, I've never been a fan of
what a jab.
Never been a fan.
Nope. I was never a fan of Vince Carter, especially after what he did to the Raptors, which all the Raptors fans seem to have forgotten, but I'm still the guy in the stands going to, you know, the Vince Carter saying if he's on like Atlanta, I'm still going to that game booing him for sure. I haven't
forgotten. Did you prefer Aaron and Eric Williams?
And Alonzo Mourning.
No, you didn't get Alonzo.
Yeah, because Alonzo's a...
Yeah, so answer the question. Did you prefer Aaron and Eric Williams?
God, we had such bad management back then. Rob Babcock, rest in peace. I mean, come on, man. What are you doing?
Oh, man. Classic Raptors. That's the real Raptors. Not this current team. These guys are too good to be the real Raptors.
We're in the golden age of Raptors basketball. I mean, I called it a couple years ago. The Raptors are the new Spurs. We're going to make the playoffs the next 20 years just based on, like, Masai is our Tim Duncan.
Sorry. That's pretty good, actually. That's funny. I'll give you that.
It seems like every single player that we put into place now just fits and they play well, at least for part of the season.
Yeah, I don't think that makes him Tim Duncan, but, you know, he's pretty good at his job.
I mean, the Spurs brought in Glenn Robinson's corpse when they were in their prime years, and he played well for them as a starting small forward. So, who's the worst player in the NBA that you think could fit into the Raptors culture right now?
Good question.
Like, who's the laziest player in the NBA that Nick Nurse would be like, yeah, you're going to get your ass in gear and come play 20 minutes for us?
I should have known. Who is a lazy ass? Oh, Nicholas Batum.
Ooh.
Nah, no.
I think Nick Nurse can get 20 good minutes out of him.
No way. Maybe 5.
I mean, what is he, like 32 years old? He's still got some game
left.
He's like
30. He's so young. God. Raj, do you think we saw Vince's last game?
I do think so. I think especially if this takes a month or two. And I don't see them continuing regular season. So I think the Atlanta Hawks aren't going to be making the playoffs. And that was the last season. I can just imagine they're going to treat this as if this was like a lockout, but kind of like a reverse lockout. Like the season was shortened at the end instead of the first part. And they're going to have hopefully a playoffs. But again, like, there's so many questions. There's so much new information that's coming out. This could be a situation where this goes well into the summer.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. I got to agree with you, especially if we both think that the season is going to be called and then they just go straight into the playoffs. That's it.
Yeah, because...
I mean, 20 years.
Yeah.
Or 20-something years?
That they had a shortened season?
Oh, well, Vince.
Oh, 20 Sorry. Years. Yeah. With Vince, yeah.
More than 20,
it's
right?
It's 22?
22, 23, somewhere
22,
around
I think. I think he came in the league in 98.
Dang. Josh, can you confirm our Raptor?
I think it was 97.
Advisor? 97?
Yeah, because he came in with that draft class that had, like, that was Nash?
98, yeah.
Kobe?
No, it's 96. It's 96.
What? No, I see. No, I see that NBA draft.
Kobe was 96.
Yeah, Kobe was 96.
Yeah, it's 98.
He was in the
1998, pick number 5.
Okay.
Kobe was 13. McGrady was 9. Actually, McGrady was in the next draft, sorry. The previous one, 97.
Yeah, and Kobe was the one before that.
You're right, 96. You are correct.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know what this link just took me in a whole different direction.
How did you put all three players in the same draft when they weren't in the same draft?
I didn't see the number there. I didn't see the year, so my bad on that.
Wow. All right. Well, nonetheless, 22 years. Pretty damn impressive.
Do we ever see anybody go this long again? Based on... I think we probably would. Based on how teams are treating their players now and resting them and back-to-backs and such.
Yeah.
I think we might even see LeBron. 22-year mark.
We could see LeBron going 22.
We could see LeBron playing until he's 50.
Yeah, I think LeBron plays until he's like 41, 42. And since he came into the league when he was 18, I think he can go 22, 23. I don't think there's going to be players that go more than that, though.
How long did Kareem play for? Do you remember?
I think he played until he was 43.
Let me check this. Because if Kareem played the longest, I want to say LeBron goes longer than that.
Kareem was 20.
Record breaking.
42 years old, and he had 20 years in the league.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it? Only 20 years?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's disappointing. I thought Kareem was like 23, 24 years.
No, I guess not.
Well, what a shame.
I think that, like, in terms of going back to the NBA again, the biggest question that we have, today's NBA anyway, do you think that the Jazz are going to trade Rudy Gobert in the offseason now? I mean, after the reports that have come out saying that the Jazz are basically at odds, like the players especially after what he did, and now getting Donovan Mitchell sick, I don't really think that he's going to be staying. He's not long for the Jazz anymore, I don't think. It's not going to be talked about for a little while until the season comes back, obviously, but I think he's going to be next, you know, not superstar player, but high-level player.
I think that's a bit premature. I think the initial reaction was obviously bad, but I think obviously he didn't intentionally want to get sick, and he was careless. He owned up to his mistakes. I think also there's a lot of people, there's a lot of celebrities, a lot of other athletes that are going to test positive in the near future, and it's not like... Obviously what he did was irresponsible. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that people are going to have more sympathy for him going forward, because this is something that is going to affect a lot of people, not just him or a select few.
I just don't know if his teammates are going to forgive him, especially initially.
I think initially it'll be an issue, but I don't know. I think they'll get around it. But it would be hilarious if he got traded. All right, anything else? What are you guys going to do tonight now that we don't have games anymore and, you know, whatever? I've been watching Netflix.
For me, I'm actually going outside a bit just to get walks. You're allowed to leave. You're allowed to leave. Yeah.
Living dangerously, huh?
But get some walks in. Yeah, open air, need some fresh air.
I have to go to Freshco later, so pray for me.
Yo, you're going to Freshco of all places?
Well, it's better than Costco.
Yeah, true. I'm going to Freshco in like 20 minutes. Wish us both luck, I guess.
I'm going later in the day, so hopefully there's less people there, but we'll see.
Oh, man, it could be more people. People coming back from work and then going straight there.
That's true. Did you see our friend's video from Costco last night? How yeah, insane wild, it was, the lineup outside Costco as well. What the hell?
Yeah, oh, man, people are crazy. All for like TP.
Yeah, there's some videos online that people were outside an hour before Costco opened in Quebec.
An hour? Yeah.
They were lining up with their carts.
Jesus.
Well,
imagine showing up to work and you see that.
The good thing is, and again, hopefully this helps with the whole situation, the weather is getting a bit better. Hopefully that prevents the spread or helps slow down the spread. But everyone, wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Limit contact. It's pretty important stuff.
Yeah, Josh.
Hey, if you listen to Trump, once it gets hot outside again, the coronavirus will be gone.
Hey, he guaranteed zero cases in the U.S., all right? Listen to the man.
2 weeks ago. Yeah, the coronavirus is going to be gone in approximately 3 days. Is that a good Trump?
Sounded more like Alec Baldwin, but that's fine.
We're pretty close.
Yeah. All right. I want to thank everyone for listening to this emergency pod. Please remember, rate and subscribe. I'm sure that we will be providing you with more content over the next month. Even though there's no NBA, we'll figure something out. We'll do some trivia. We'll do some stats corner, anything we can to get something up there. So please remember, rate us on iTunes, subscribe, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, all the major podcast platforms. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Stretch4Pod. And until next time, peace.